Okay, sounds right. Yeah, we're at the bottom Mishnah. Okay, now this Mishnah is a very, very subject, a very big machlokas between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. Very big. Let's see if you can see the Perush Chai is there on the show. Mamish, the way to learn the Mishnah is a very big machlokas here between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, which is. I have to tell you, when I was being the rabbi, I was Rabbi Rickman's house for a couple of hours, because he knows my family was Mitzvah Kedusha by my in-laws. So he said, I said, you know, one of the best friends of Yerushalmi is Lieberman. So he said, his father-in-law was very good friends with Lieberman. His father, too. His father-in-law was the Rav in Buffalo. His name was Zuckerman. They're very good friends, except that when Lieberman put out the conservative ksuva, his father-in-law called up Lieberman and said, listen, you're my good friend, but I can't go on under these circumstances. So after that, they never spoke again. Lieberman held his father-in-law in very high esteem. And when his mother-in-law had to go into a hospital, a special hospital, which only Lieberman could get him in, so Lieberman immediately was metapol in it and made sure it happened. Anyway, so he said, oh, Maisa, it's a long Maisa, but it's interesting. Rifkin said he was a rabbi in Seattle once. It was in Israel. He was a rabbi in Seattle in the early 60s.
Right.
Yeah, that's where he was Messiah Kedusha for my in-laws, because they're both from Seattle. So so at the time, there was an Israeli student there. It must have been the mid-60s. And the Israeli student was getting married. And for some reason, he invited Rabbi Rifkin, but he was getting married by the conservative rabbi, it was Michal Shabbos, in a treif hotel. And one of the aidim was going to be the Michal Shabbos conservative rabbi and one of his congregants. So he said, I can't go to your wedding. So then the father of the chassan called from Tel Aviv and asked that please Rabbi Rifkin should go to lead somebody Orthodox to be at the wedding. So he said he's still not going to go. So this fellow from Tel Aviv called Rabbi Rifkin's father. So Rabbi Rifkin said, his father said to him, was a Rosh Yeshiva Tor Vadas, said, try and do something. You know, see if you can go. So he said, I was covered of his father. He went to the conservative rabbi's study, and he didn't have to because he never had anything to do with the conservative rabbi before, and he in Seattle, the Orthodox were the more powerful. The Orthodox shul was always the preeminent shul. But he went, and he spoke to them. He spoke to the conservative rabbi, he wouldn't budge. So the conservative rabbi said, just a minute, I'll call, you know, because he said, I want you to have Shomer Shabbos Eidim. So he said, I'll call the chancellor of JTS. So he got the chancellor of JTS on the phone. He said the chancellor's name at the time was Greenberg. I thought it was Finkelstein, but maybe it was maybe Greenberg was somebody else. I don't know exactly who it was. Right? Didn't sound familiar, right? I think it probably was Finkelstein, but I wasn't going to say anything. So he got the chancellor on the phone, and the chancellor said, he said, I want to speak. Let me speak to Rabbi Rifkin. So Rabbi Rifkin said, I don't want to speak to him. I have nothing to do with him. I said, no, he insisted, so he got on the phone, and the chancellor started berating him. He said, how can you impugn my rabbi, you know, who had our musmuch that we have out there, you know. So Rabbi Rifkin says, I said to him, listen, I don't owe you anything. I'm sorry, I'm not going to do anything. So somehow or another, they agreed, though, that, I don't know, the conservative rabbi and him agreed that they would send a letter to Saul Lieberman and ask Lieberman what to do. And so he sent that letter, Rabbi Rifkin sent a letter to Lieberman and said, Mahadin, lefi ha-shulchan aruch ha-yoshon shelonu. You know, im Rav Michal Shabbos Yechol Yosei, etc., etc. So Lieberman sent back a response. He said, "Ilule shato ben yedidi or Rav Rifkin, or ben yedid nafshi, chosan yedid nafshi." You know, Rav Zuckerman loyisi meshiv lecha. But now you should know I'm responding because you are who you are, and there's no such thing as a shulchan aruch hayoshon. We only have one shulchan aruch in Klal Yisrael. What kind of thing are you saying here? What kind of, he was being sarcastic, obviously. But Maisa, to make a long story short, Lieberman told the conservative rabbi that he has to let Rabbi Rifkin be Masada Kedushin, take kosher eidim, and make the wichasna kosher, And a week later, he had the chance of JTS called Rabbi Rifkin and apologized to him.
Really?
Yeah. So that had to be a limud zchus for our using the Professor Lieberman's Farish on Arabic. All right. So after that maisa, let me show you what the Bavli has. The way the Bavli learns this Mishnah, if I can find it, is that you have two porches, one across the street from the other, and they're over a water. They're not across the street, but they're both over water. And no, that's the difference between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. According to Yerushalmi, the one on top of the other. According to the Bavli, though, they are side by side like this. But I can't find the picture now. I find the pictures later on, but not a picture of this. Design the Bavli. Here it is. There's a Mishnah on paid dollar. This is the way the Bavli has it. So you have one gzustra here, and another gzustra here. These are called gzustras. This is called the Yoyna, this is called the Tachtona. And you have the bucket going down through a hole in the Yoyna. Okay? That's how the Bavli learns the Maisa. Yerushalmi is going to learn, it'll be evident from the Yerushalmi, that one is on top of the other. Not like this. Okay? Imagine they're both one on top of the other, kind of like this picture over here. Okay? So says the Mishnah Yerushalmi, Ktsutsa shilamala min hayam, ein mali mena elikin osum la mechitza gvo asara tvachim. So first it says you have to have a wall 10 tvachim. See the wall over here? Wall 10 tvachim. Yaakov? Wall 10 tvachim going down. Bein milamala and bein milamata. Whether on top or whether down below. Now, according to Rashi in the Bavli, bein milamala, bein milamata means that the wall, that this wall can be, this hole can be either over here, below, that's milamaton, or on top of the platform would be milamalon. Okay? But the way Yerushalmi is going to learn, milamalon means here, just below the platform. Milamaton means on the water, down by the water. Actually, it has to be by the water. Okay, v'chein, the Gemara Yerushalmi is going to stress that. V'chein, shtei ketzutzrios, that was one, now two. Zula mala mizu, again, according to Bavli, they're in sequence. According to the Yerushalmi, they're going to be one on top of each other. Also, lo yonah v'lo asu l'tachtona, if they made a one of these walls for the upper one and not for the lower one, shtei nasiros suros ad yarivu, they can't both fill up water until they make an eruv with each other. Because obviously going through the middle top one, through the bottom one, so they have to have an Erev together in order to do this. Rabbi Zir and Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rav said, V'ushate mechitza m'shukas b'mayim kimlodli. This wall, when it's lamaton, it's got to be that the wall is literally touching the water and going into the water, the extent to which a bucket drags in the water, which we learned earlier in the Masechta's fourth Tvachim. So actually this wall is to extend down into the water, fourth Tvachim into the water. Now, there are many different interpretations of what exactly what exactly is going on here? What does it mean that they're both using Rishus Achas? So it seems that if this is the case, that first I'll tell you how Lieberman explains Reb Chaim Kanievsky doesn't really know what to do with this. But the way Lieberman explains it, he holds that what it means is that when you're making the walls down by the water's edge as opposed to up here. So if you have two gzustros, one on top of each other, so you're gonna have two circles down here, because obviously they weren't ma'ariv together, right? So they weren't ma'ariv together. Each one has their own concentric circle. So if they're both having their own concentric circle, so then you know, not concentric circles, but going to be side by side too. But they each have their own circles, so they're both lowering their buckets in the same area into very, the difference. The truth is, the way Lieberman explains it, has to be concentric circles. He says the way the circles work is that there's one like this and one like this, and the bucket going in the inner circle is also going in the airspace of the outer circle. So therefore, both rishus are using one rishus. Now that's very convoluted, as you can tell, I'm even having difficulty explaining it. I don't know why they don't learn Pashut. Once we know the Rishami holds that it's two gzuz troz zulam malam izu, that means that the bucket is going down through a common area, right? They're both using a common area in order to get down into the water. So it sounded like, from the Mishnah, if also a yon of a lawsuit of tachtona shtein asir suros achiyarvu, right? If they made for the upper one and not for the bottom one, they're both also until they made an eruv. But it sounds like if only one of them made, right? The other one made, right? They made for the tachtona and not tel yoina. In other words, this they made a structure for the tachtona down there below and not for the yoina. So that's good enough for the tachtona at least. So why? L'chor del yoina, the rest of the week, at least, uses that area. Maybe on Shabbos they're prevented from doing so. But Lamaisa, this is Rishus, which is in common to both under normal conditions. Because again, both of these trusses are one on top of the other. They both have holes, one on top of the other, right? So they both really intend to use this hole. So even if they're not made, even if only Tachtoina made the contraption, and it's by itself, Lamaisa, this is a Rishus which is common to both of them. How can you possibly use it? Unless maybe the Elyona made a bitl Rishus.
It sounds like a Drisas Regal.
Right, exactly. It's a Drisas Regal problem. That's basically what I'm trying to say. Right, because the low upper, even though it might, they didn't make an Erev together, Lamaisa, the Elyona has Drisas Regal, meaning the Drisas Adli. Right, it lowers its bucket through that hole. So the Yerushalmi doesn't answer. Leaves it difficult. Okay, V'loim Sushte Rishus B'shtam Shal B'shus Achas, good question. Amar Ravun, Ravun said, V'ushate Mechitza B'tok Shlosha Tfachim Lak Tzutra. The wall has got to be within three Tfachim of the Gzustra. Now, there are two different ways of learning this, Reb Chaim's way and Lieberman's way. According to Reb Chaim, it means that he is holding that, we're talking about a wall up here. And the wall up here has to be within three tefachim of the actual platform, where the wall is above. According to Lieberman, the wall is down by the water. But it has to be within three tefachim of the hole, meaning it can't be, has to be aligned. It can't be misaligned. Again, you know, you might be able to lower your bucket somehow, even to a misaligned hole, but it's got to be within three tefachim of the imaginary straight line of the hole, which is above it. Okay? Tana Achina ben Chanina ben Akavi Omer, Tzoysa Shilamala Mineyam, Pochisa Meziva. Now, Achina ben Akavi is a special kula. His kula is like this. If I can find it. Yeah. It's just that you don't have to, you can have this mechitza stretching out, but you don't really need it. You can make an imaginary one. If you have enough of a square, which is 4x4 amos, that you can hypothetically bend, see, here's the unfolded, here's the way where your platform actually looks like, 4x4 amos. You could actually use then, you have 4x4 tefachim, actual hole in the middle, and you make imaginary slits and folds in your platform so that it would be at a 10x10 tefach, 10 tefach by 10 tefach pipe going down. So as long as the platform is dimensioned 4x4 amos, it's as if we folded in the sides and made it like that. Okay? Yeah, that is the Bavli. That is the Bavli. Now, well, again, you take off the top, and you can put a bucket down and fill it up. Rabbi Yaakov Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yaakov said, Fushesh b'nekavar bar tvachim. It's got to be that the whole itself could be 4x4 tvachim. And Fushesh b'rochav arba, that the platform itself is 4x4 amos. Fushesh mechitzas kavos, a certain order that it should be able to make mechitzas of 10 tvachim were we to bend down on all sides. However, in Bava they said, I feel ain't mechitzas kavos asura. Even if you can't make 10 tefach high walls on all sides, why? Because Nazis can mishmer is chad. It could be like this, it could be three shaped. There's no requirement that it actually be a hypothetical square. It can even be a V. And if it would be a V, so then actually on two sides you need slightly less than 10 tefachim, right? As long as you have 10 tefachim on two sides, so the other side, the truth is, might not need a 10 tefach on any side, it could be like a funnel. Right? So as long as so you don't need the actual amount to be able to fold 10 tefach down, because if it's a funnel, it requires less substance. Something like that. Okay? In other words, you could shave off part. Imagine instead of coming to a square end, it came to a very narrow end. It would achieve the same purpose. So therefore, it can even be slightly less than 4x4 amos, and you'd be enough to form a fold down in order to form a funnel shape, if you couldn't form a square shape, okay? You save a few inches. Rabbi Yomar Kumei Rabbi Chia Mutzel Malos, you're allowed to fill up through such a hole. Vasili Shpochin, you're allowed to spill sewage. Now, tell the story about the hygiene in the old days, right? The same hole they used to pour up water is the same hole they used to spill sewage through. But he's saying you're not allowed to on Shabbos. Amar Lei, so he said to him, oh, this is a sarcastic comment, saying, when we enumerate the Gdolei Hador, we're going to include you in the list. As if you said a big chiddush, right? Says Gemara, Amar Ramana Megar Hoyoyme, he was mocking him. Megar is like scoffing him. Amar Rabbi Yossi, no! Yossi Rabun said, Milo Amar Le, Milo is a praise, a word of praise. He was praising him. Mutter Lamalos, he liked his word. Mutter Lamalos, why is it Mutter to fill up? Shememali mi mechitz also, because your makbi to fill up carefully, nothing spills. And there you're going to go specifically through the allotted hole. Vasili spoch. Now to spill sewage, because on the contrary, a person's not makbi to spill through the hole. Sheshofi chutz mechitz also, and that's why you're dafka allowed to pull up and not allowed to throw down. Okay, because of carelessness in the process of throwing out your bad water.
It's hygiene.
No, right. Shouldn't go out to be motzi, of course. Have to have our priorities right. Made this deal and said he can look at it as if he fall down sides. It's only in the Kinneret. Why? Because surrounded by mountains. So it's got walls. Now the walls are very distant, but it's got walls. What? But all right, that's good enough, because that makes it oyster shusarabi, and that's why I allowed it. So it's all caramelist rabbanon anyway, because it's tap water. But all right, that's why it was mako. Rabbi Lezer show Rabbi Yochanan. Yes, Rabbi Yochanan. Hain pusrus. Now Lieberman brings down the proper girsa is prostus. It's a Greek word. When was the last time you guys went to Bashar Yafo? Long time ago, huh? Bashar Yafo has, you have to go curve, right? Remember? If you're coming by foot, you can't go straight. You go through and then you make a sharp to turn. Is this ringing a bell? No? You cut, yeah, make a sharp turn to the left. Yeah. No. When you're coming into the old city. Maybe it's time when you leave the old city. Come in front, into Shar Yafo. You come in this way, and then you turn that way, and that way is the Shuk, right? Straight ahead of you is the Shuk. No, I'm talking about that actual entrance. I'm not talking about the actual covered passageway. Not the general approach to the Koso. So that's called the Prustus, because in the old days, in order to slow down approaching armies or horsemen, they would make a bend. You couldn't go straight into a gate. You have to actually veer in order to get into the city. Okay? What? They go directly straight in Chicago. Why is that? What's that for the fire? What does that have to do with the fire, though? What? All right. Sounds like an old wives' tale. In any event, so the shaila is, if you have a shusharim which goes through that. If you have a shusharim which goes through that prustus, does it break through a shusharim? Because it has to bend. The shusharim has to bend at that point. That's so. Says Gemara, Shaul Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'ein prustus zorach mitochel shusharim. If you throw from it into a shusharim, shusharim the total from shusharim into it, what's its status? So he said, according to your question, I perceive that en Rishus HaRabim loylam. You are the Prustus breaks the Rishus HaRabim. So there is no Rishus HaRabim. Because every Rishus HaRabim goes through a Prustus. And wherever it goes through a Prustus, it breaks it up. There is no Rishus HaRabim. Yeah, in order to have Rishus HaRabim, it's got to go straight from one end of the world to the other. If it breaks up in the middle, it's no good. By the way, it's a big machlokas achronim about Manhattan. I write about it in my book. Because Rav Moshe held that mefulash, halacha, is not like the Ushami. He holds mefulash, and mefulash just means that you can get through, but not that it has to go directly straight. Not that it has to be mechuvan. So it's not, it sounds from the Ushami, maybe Ushami could be learned like Rav Moshe. Because he doesn't have a tree, mefulash and mechuvan. Says, I was showing him require mechuvan that be direct. But he says that's not true. It doesn't be direct. It has to be accessible. So he says, if you, let's say you have a bridge which comes to the city over here, and there's a street which goes down here, and then there exits the city over there, so that's called mefulash, even though it's not mechuvan. Mechuvan would be if it went directly across. The example he gives is that the meaningful of Dr. Spadell, although I don't know about the rest of you, is that the Washington Bridge comes into Manhattan at 181st Street, and the George Washington Bridge leaves Manhattan at 178th Street. So it goes like that, right? So the Shai, according to Rabbi Moshe, that's exactly the case that he and Rabbi Kasher argued about. According to Rabbi Moshe, that's a Rishus HaRabim, because it's mefulash. You can go from one to the other. According to Rabbi Kasher, it's not Rishus HaRabim because it's not mechuvan. So it sounds from the Yushalmi not like Rav Moshe. It sounds like Rabbi Kasher. That even here, I mean, just have to make a corner, but it's still accessible. But that array, Koin Reish Lakish, cancels Shus HaRabim. Okay? Now, of course, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold that way. Rabbi Yochanan is the famous opinion who holds that Yushalim, where its doors not closed at night, would be a Shus HaRabim. So he obviously paskins that if it's open, even if it's not direct, it still is Rishus HaRabim. That's what he's saying, Reish Lakish. He's saying that according to you, there'd never be Rishus HaRabim in the world, right? Now, in fact, Michlev Shitas Reish Lakish, we have a Kasher Reish Lakish. Sound like from Reish Lakish that there is a Rishus HaRabim. It's just got to be Mefulash, Misofo, Lombard, Sofo, right? Well, we have another same name, Rabbi Shlokish. Domer Ein Rishus HaRabim, Loilam, Boilam Azeh, Elosi Lovo. There's no Rishus HaRabim at all. It's all a theoretical concept. It doesn't actually exist. Why people don't know this Yushami, otherwise they'd be building an area in the middle of interstates. So Shinaman says, Koge Yinose. In the world to come, all hills will be leveled. Valleys will be raised and hills will be flattened. So then they're just surrounded because it's easy to travel. But now when everything goes, all roads go up and down, at some point, so he holds his Norish Shusarabi. Okay? Masnisa pliga Reish Lakish. The Mishnah argues are Reish Lakish. Mishnah says, Ezu Rishus HaYochid. What's Rishus HaYochid? Shvile Beis Galgal. V'chein Kayotzi Behem. And similar things which are extraordinarily steep. Rishus HaYochid, the Shabbos, Shusrayim and Tumah. By Shabbos Shusayachim, because they're not easy to travel. By Tumah the Shusrayim, because it only takes three people in order to make a Shusrayim for Tumah. But we see that it's only these extraordinarily steep pathways which are not Rishus HaRami B'zman HaZeh. But anything else can be a Rishus HaRami B'zman HaZeh. Period. Amar Rav Yechla. Reish Lakish says there's no Rishus HaRami Noilam HaZeh at all. Yeah, only Shvilei based Galgal, which are extraordinarily steep, are precluded from being Rishus HaRami. Mashma, everything else can be Rishus HaRami. Okay, that's the right. It says more further. Might be a... Oh, you mean because it's Mishnah, not a Brisa. Okay, then you show me they're more lax about that. I don't think that they necessarily had the hard and fast rules about who could argue on what. But maybe an Echanami. When it says Pliga, in the Bavli, Bavli we would say Tufta. We don't have the word Tufta in the Yerushalmi. We never saw the word Tufta used in the Yerushalmi.
They just don't answer.
Yeah, they just go on. They never... Yeah. Right, but he didn't bother... It was the Bavli, he's right. If it was the Bavli, we would do that, but it's Yerushalmi. So, okay, Mishari is Rish Lakish, let's go on.
Rish Lakish was not
quoted. No, it's not quoted. Absolutely not. Says Mar, Am Rabbi Yechon, Lo Am Rabbi Yossi, Alini and Sukkah. Rabbi Yossi only made a statement in Bizavi Sukkah. Now, we don't know what his statement is, but his statement is that a mechitza tluya is materis. A wall which hangs down is matir, even if it hangs more than three tefillin above the ground, because he goes, we say, good aches mechitza. That walls go down, not just up. Avalin Shabbos, Ap Rabbi Yossi Moideh. But in terms of Shabbos, also Rabbi Yossi concedes that we only say good aches and not good aches. Milse de Rabbi Chino Amar, Avalin Shabbos. Rabbi Chino, it's even by Shabbos, say good asek, good aches. The Mar Rabbi Chanina, Rechina said, Shulton Bola Tzipori. A governor came to Tzipori, Vitolo Katios, and they, in order to carry in his honor, I guess, they hung the something to do with his honor. The Roman legions hung for him banners, sheets or banners. And these banners were 10 tefachim high, but they were off the ground. But on that basis, Rehita Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Tautel Tachteim Shita Zoviv. Rabbi Yossi allowed people to carry where the banners were based on his father's Shita, then Mechitza Tluyas Materis. It's interesting, the Bavli where it brings down Smaisa says, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi didn't hold of his son's psak. Rabbi Yossi was already dead. It's Rabbi Shmuel's innovation. But the Ushami says that Rabbi Shmuel was following his father's psak, and then a mechitza tlui is materis, according to Rabbi Yossi's father. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Mishim, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak, I said Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chananya. That which Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina said is going to look Rabbi Chananya. V'tarbari v'plige al shitas Rabbi Yochanan. And they both argue on Rabbi Yochanan. And they both argue Rabbi Yochanan, who says that mechitza tlui is not matir. Demar, it should be Rabbi Yossi Bar China. Rabbi Yossi Bar China said that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi Bar Yossi and Chananya ben Akiva Shlosh Lomu Dabrech, they all said the same thing. What's that? Mechitza Tluyat Tanteres. Rabbi Yehuda Dikshor Mifuloshi. That's a very strange thing. The Pergilian Shah says it's a major boo boo. Dikshor Mifuloshi means that under a bridge you can carry. The thing is, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda's Matir is not because of Mechitza Tluyat. Because of Pitikra. Pitikra Yervisoysim. So again, Ashashi says it's a mistake. What the Rabbi Yehuda were referring to really here is Rabbi Yehuda said that when you have a water hole between two chatzeros, they can carry on the basis of a wall which goes over the top of the chatzeros, even over the top of the water hole, even though it doesn't actually enter the water hole, which is something we had earlier. I don't know if I can find it quickly, but you probably remember. Just had a couple of Mishnayos ago that the wall just has to be on top, not necessarily in. Oh, you get the picture. The ball just has to run on top of the lake or pond. It doesn't have to descend into the lake or pond. That's sufficient. But the truth is, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says very beautifully. He says, I have an alternative. He says, it could be going like Rabbi Yehuda says, Geshar Mefulashim. Here, this is the case. See, Rabbi Yehuda held even the Mechitza Kluya, which goes above the watering hole, is sufficient. It doesn't have to be within the cavity of the board. But Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says, Pitikra by two walls. It's a different type of thing than Mechitza Kluya. But Rabbi Yehuda held that Pitikra works, in that case of Geshar Mefulashim, even if there are no walls. Or if the bridge is held up in stilts. It doesn't have halachic walls on the other two sides. Pitikra on all four sides is the same halacha as Mechitza Tluya. And that's why the Gemara equates Geshar Mefulashim with Mechitza Tluya. Now, I don't know if Reb Chaim's right. He doesn't know if he's right. Because Pitikra, after all, one tefach is enough. And here, for Mechitza Tluya, the patches are requiring 10 tefachim. But nonetheless, it's possible to say that the lumdus is the same. That Pitikra works on all four sides. It's the same thing as saying that Mechitza Tluya works. And that's why the Yerushalmi is comparing the two. Rabbi Yossi had the sukkah. Rabbi Yossi was saying sukkah that you can have a wall hanging down. That's the wall of your sukkah. Rabbi Chaim Akavya, the Tan, as we learn, Chari Chanani, Tir Shloshavari, allowed three things. The main one which concerns us is Hiter Kitsutra, right? That was a dangling wall, right? The wall we folded on all four sides in imaginary fashion is a dangling wall. So that dangling wall, Rabbi, he said, was sufficient to Yimati the water. Also, is Mati two other things which are not relevant to our Sugi. Eitzah Shemayom, he said, you have to use seaweed to do Atmana on Shabbos. It's not considered to be Dover and Mosi Fevel. It's not considered to add heat. And Havasalonti, it's allowed you to carry a wet towel on Shabbos. It's not afraid that you're going to squeeze it out. Okay? Rav Avishem Rabbi Yossi said, Hodat Omer Rabbi Mishtam Shos Derech HaNekev. Now this goes back in the Mishnah. And what it means to say is that where you need an Eruv is where they're both using the same hole. Mishtam Shos Lechutz, but if each one's throwing his bucket over the side, right, then they don't have to make an air between two of them because each one has a separate way of collecting water. The Tanikin, we learned, Sholosh Kitzaitz Zua Gabizu. If you have three balconies, one on top of each other, also Lishtam Shal Yonet Tachtona Derechem Tzaitz. You're not allowed to go from the top one to the bottom one through the middle one. Amishtamish Minachotze Legag, but you're allowed to go from a courtyard to a roof. And it's not a problem. Why is that? Because from a courtyard to a roof is considered to be one rishus. You're not going through another rishus in the middle, and therefore that's okay. The only problem is when there's another rishus in the middle. Well, I should say, chutz and gag belong to the same person. I don't even know if you have to say that because we said chatzeros, gagos, and karpepos, kulam, rishusachas. You don't have to belong to the same person. You're allowed to carry from one person's chutzner to another person's gag, as long as it didn't start or end in the house, right? So we carry from a chutzner to a gag is okay. But where you have three balconies, one on top of the other, you can't carry from the top one to the bottom one. Even if the middle one, even if the top one is yours and the bottom one is yours, if the middle one belongs to another person, okay, then you can't go. Now on that, Amar Shul Barab Yitzhak Kadod at Amar Bibifnim. I'm a chutzosr. And that's only on the inside, but not on the outside. Now, everybody changed the gears from Mibachutz Asr to Mibachutz Mutter. But Reb Lieberman says it's very difficult to change the gears because the Rach, the Bavli, brings on the gears as it is in the Yerushalmi. So the only reason we have did not change the gears. So you can do it still, but he says it's difficult, but he doesn't know how to learn the Gemara without changing the gears. But I have a way to do it. I think I have a way to do it. Amar Shul Reitzel Chadod, Atom Rabbi Yifnim. doubt you're allowed to carry, right? Minachotzer legag is only mibifnim. Mibifnim means, I think what the Yerushalmi is learning is that, I think what it means is that it's going back to where you have three on top of each other. And it's saying there's a kind of a line missing here. Saying, I ask you to go from one to the top one to the bottom one, even if you own the top and bottom, if you don't own the middle. However, I'll be matu you, mi bifnim, but not mi bachutz. What does bifnim and not mi bachutz mean? The marriage in a scenario in which you have a case where you can do it on the inside, because you have, let's say, a hole between your top level and your bottom level. And it's on the inside, meaning that it's close to where you're standing, and you're not going over a side. Why is that okay? Because then the object will go directly up and down. But mibachutz it's also, meaning if you toss it over the side, hoping it's going to get to the bottom, that's also because then it might land on the middle balcony. So bifni means where you have a direct route on the inside where you can direct it up and down. Suppose mibachutz where you have to toss it over the outside where you cannot. I had a better pshat this morning, I forgot. No, I had a better pshat. Sorry. Scratch that one. I was making that up, I just realized that. I made up a better one this morning. Which is, on the inside, underneath, this is even going a chotzer lagag, or gag chotzer. It's mutter on the inside and then the outside, because on the inside, if it falls, where's it going to fall? Into Rishus HaYochid. But if you do a toss it over the outside, from the chutzah to the gag, or from the gag to the chutzah actually, where might it fall? To Rishus HaRabim. So Chazal allows you to go from one level to another level, where if it falls, it's nishkeferlach, goes into Rishus HaYochid. They didn't allow you to go from one level to another level, where if it falls, it'll be very geferlach, because it'll fall into Rishus HaRabim. Okay? So that's the saying, Rabbi Ziramar, Beim Mevachutz, Beim Mevnim Osir. He says, regardless, it's Osir, because maybe it'll fall, even if it's over Rishus HaYochid, he's afraid it's going to fall to the middle. You have three levels, one on top of the other. So Rabbi Yitzchok says you can throw it on the inside, where underneath you is Rishus HaYochid. You can't throw it on the outside, where underneath you is Rishus HaRabim. Why? Because suppose Rishus HaYochid is nishkeferlach, and it falls in the middle one, it's also nishkeferlach. Even though it doesn't belong to you. Because it's only Nisad Rabbanan, not Nisad Raisa. But he says it is, Rabbi Zira says it is Geferlach. That just like it's also lets it fall to Rishus HaRabim, it's also lets it fall into the middle or into Rishus HaYochid as well. Why? Because Lamaisa, it's Nisad Rabbanan. And Rabbanan didn't want to allow you to take chances and carry in a place where there is no Eruv, right? Says Mar Masisa, please, Rabbi Zira. One second, this Mishra argues Rabbi Zira. What did it say? It says, Mishashin Kederat Basir Me'al Gabi Zisha Gavot Sora V'rochav Arba. You're allowed to lower a piece of a pot of meat from a platform, which is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, which is one Rishus HaYochid. You're allowed to lower from that to your lower level. Only Imoitza Chalom Ben Asayim Shal Arba Tefachim Osir. If there's a window in the middle, then it's Osir. Why? Because then the window is going because then you're going directly through his domain. In other words, if let's say this is my top platform and this is my bottom platform and your middle platform is over here, so then I'm allowed to lower from my platform to your platform. Because it's going from my land, my area, to my area. That's a riot against Rabbi Zira. Because Rabbi Zira said, I can't go from here to here, because where might it fall? On the middle one. The only time this price answers is if when I'm lowering from my platform to my platform, I have to go through a window in the middle platform. Because then I'm using his rishus to get from my rishus to my rishus. So that's no good. Okay? But it's a riot against Rabbi Zira because of the ratio. Because Reisha says, I can go from my platform to my platform where I'm not using a window via your platform, which is in the middle. Okay? Mave leir Shmuel b'Rav Yitzchok. What does Rav Shmuel b'Rav Yitzchok say about this case? Why is this also in the Sefer? So Pasa lo b'shavet. He says it's talking about a case where you have to go through the middle platform because there's no way out, right? The middle platform is directly between, it's a sandwich between the two other platforms. That which is Matthew is what he called me bifnim. Where's me bifnim? Where you can go from your platform to the other platform without going through the middle platform because you're both on the inside and he's slightly on the outside. But where you have to go through his in order to get from yours to the one, from yours to yours, that Rav Shmuel b'Rav Yitzchok answers, and that works out very well. So he can distinguish between the Reish of the Braisa, where it's mi bifnim, where the platforms are staggered, and the Sefer, where it's shoveh, meaning the platforms are directly one on top of the other. But according to Rabbi Zira, there's no such distinction. He holds wherever there's a middle platform which belongs to somebody else, even if it's staggered, it's also. So this Braisa or Mishnah, whatever it is, Braisa, must argue on Rabbi Zira. Okay? So the Maisa, we come to the conclusion that the Yerushalmi is learning the whole time that the platforms are one on top of each other. Sometimes there's a third platform, which may be staggered or not staggered, but at least two platforms are on top of each other in all the scenarios discussed here. Okay, Chatzar Shibchusa Mi'arba Amos. A Chatzar which is less than 4x4 Amos, and Shoifch L'Soch Mayim B'Shabbos. Can't pour water on them in Shabbos. Why? Because it's not large enough to contain the entire water usage of a human being over the course of a Shabbos, and therefore water will flow out of the courtyard, and it looks like you're causing water to flow in Rishus Arayim on Shabbos. Eli can also allow uka, unless you made in it a drainage ditch, machzekasa sign which holds two skev from the hole wherever the water comes in, milamaton and below. And this drainage pipe doesn't have to necessarily be in your courtyard. It can even be outside your courtyard. Ella, however, that if it goes outside your courtyard, so then the ditch has to be covered. If it's not covered, it looks like you're causing your water to go into Rishus HaRabim, right? The same old problem. It has to be a covered ditch. If it's on the inside, and it's Rishus HaRabim, you don't have to cover the ditch because, of course, it's not going to a separate shus. If you have a drain pipe which is covered for the length of 4 amos and it's a Rishus HaRabim, so I have to spill water into the Shabbos. Because it's probably 4 amos is long enough for all the water you spill over the course of a Shabbos and a normal Shabbos to actually sink into the ground, get absorbed into the ground. Sure, in 4 amos it will come out the other side, and that's why it's also. Even if you have a gag or a chotzer, which is 100 square amos, lo yishpoch al pi abiv, you're not allowed to pour water into the drainage pipe, which leads into a Rishus HaRabim, even if it's covered, because it looks like you intentionally want the water to go out of Rishus HaRabim. Av shoch al gag, what you can do is do it indirectly, pour on your roof. Vein Yarden Labivin, and indirectly it goes down into the sewage, which goes down to Rishus HaRabim.
So, it sounds like you can't use a sink or a toilet.
Well, that's underground, so that's okay.
But it's not being seen.
Yeah.
But if it would be an open.
It would be a problem. That would be a problem, right? We don't pass on Chachamim. We pass on as long as it's closed, it's okay. An open drainage pipe would not be a problem. It has to be a closed drainage pipe. Chachamim said it's even a problem with a closed drainage pipe if it looks like you're intentionally putting it in a drainage pipe, which will lead the water out on Shabbos. But we don't paskin like them. We say as long as we don't have that chumrah. Hachotzer v'achsadim mitzarfim arbams. If you have a courtyard and a gazebo next to each other, they join together to make arba amos, in which you can spill water on Shabbos. Shtei yutu zuka negedzu. If you have two rows of houses, one opposite the other, miktsasim osu uka, some of them made a drainage pipe, miktsasim lost uka, and the others did not. Esh osu uka, those who made the drainage pipe can spill the water out. Esh lost uka, those who did not, asur, and they're forbidden. Not because they're spilling the water is in itself a problem, but afraid they're going to go into the drainage pipe and carry stuff there. You know, theoretically, they could spill the water in front of their house and let it go into the drainage pipe and then go out. But we're afraid that they're going to actually carry stuff, and they didn't make an eruv, and that's the problem. Okay, shiaru mokum tashmish lodom sasayim. Reason why sasayim is essential, because that's the amount of water a person uses on a Shabbos. Varb amos mavlius sasayim. And for amos, that sasayim can sink into the ground. Nikvo ma'uka, what if the drainage pipe has holes in it? Each tiny answer of Levuk, some say you don't have to stop up the holes, even though the water leaks out through the hole into the Shusar Rabbin. But each tiny the say it's Levuk, you got to stop up the holes. Nismalo uka, what if the water, the drain is full? Can you keep pouring water then nonetheless? Since we're Rabbanu or Matir. Each tiny answer of Levuk, some say no, first you have to spill off some. Each tiny answer of Levuk, let's say, Lamaisa, once you made a drainage that fulfills the parameters of Chachom required, you don't have to do any more than that. Even if now, in this scenario, water is actually going to spill just right because it's full. Amrei Monar Amonah said, Chad Tano. It's one Tano each thing. Madamar Tzorech Lepuk. He who says you got to close up any holes should be Tzorech Lishpoch. Holes you got to pour up any over, pour off any. If it's full, you have to pour out some so it doesn't keep on getting filled up. Madamar answer lebuk, he says you don't have to stop up the hole, holds should be answer lishbok, you don't have to spill up any excess water. Amar b'chia bar morye, hachi amar b'yena avich, this is what your yena of your father said. Hava should be ba, kataphras. If there was a slope in your yard, mi bifnim, afilu yoyser, it should be mikashir, is mutter. So you can put in even more water. Why? Because even more than base design, because since there's a slope, it collects more water. However, if mibachutz, if the slope was outside, afilu pachus mikashir, even less of shear is also, because much more water is going to go outside. We're talking about where it's a flat chotzer, and then it's specifically for amos, base assignment for amos, no more, no less.